coming up tomorrow night is a free college funding seminar that is taking place from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Ketchikan High School Library. Here to tell us more about that is Robert McCleary, a counselor at Ketchikan High School. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Thank you for being here. And tell us about this seminar.
Well, Alan Blinn is a certified financial planner. He's now out of Washington, and he's graciously decided to come up to Ketchikan to talk with people grades 7 through 12 about the need to financially plan for post-secondary education, just because it is such an important part of career planning and opportunities anymore for kids.
And how did this come about, having an individual come up?
Our curriculum director, Beth Lauji, had a friend who knew the gentleman, and they discussed the possibility of him coming up. He's been up to Alaska regularly in the past and thought this would be a great opportunity to talk with people here in Ketchikan, since we have a large percentage of kids that do go on for post-secondary education after graduation.
And at this, it sounds like start thinking about it early.
College is so prohibitively expensive anymore for kids, and post-secondary is more than just college, but all types of post-secondary education is pretty much, in some cases, can be cost prohibitive. So they really want to try and encourage people to start looking at this early. And in the past, we would typically be doing financial aid workshops and just targeting seniors in high school, but this gentleman really wants people to start thinking about it much earlier, because it can be so expensive these days for kids.
And do you know much about what he will be presenting?
Yeah, I took a look at the PowerPoint that he's going to be presenting, and it's actually pretty thorough and pretty comprehensive. He's going to talk about the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid, talk about how that's calculated, why it's necessary, why it's important. He's got some statistics on what types of incomes might be associated with different types of educational levels. And he talks about the whole umbrella of different types of financial aid that's out there, including scholarships and distinguishing between scholarships and grants and different types of loans, subsidized versus unsubsidized, private versus federally supported, and ones that are eligible for forgiveness later on. So I think it's important to at least understand some of the different opportunities are out there. There's a lot of these college educations can cost more than a house can cost here in Ketchikan these days. So people really have to know what they're getting into before they start just throwing money at a potential college education.
Will also there be discussion about kind of which degrees might be, I guess, easier to, I don't know, pay back? And I mean, in certain things, I imagine there are, like you mentioned, forgiveness. So if you go into a certain career, you can get some of your loan forgiven. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's some new federal policy out there, some new federal law that's out there that indicates that if you have federal loans versus state or private loans, if you have federal loans that you've taken out and been paying on for a 10-year period, and you're in certain types of career paths that provide contribution to the community, like education, et cetera, that they can pay off the balance of your loan after a 10-year period. So it's important for people to be aware that there are opportunities like that. We used to have a program in Alaska for teachers who wanted to go off, and within a 5-year period, they could have all their student education loans all repaid for them. So there's different opportunities out there, and he just wants people to be aware of them and be seeking them aggressively.
And so is this specifically for students, or parents should attend, or?
Well, I've always thought that the parents were the ones with the checkbooks. So I think ultimately the parents are going to benefit a lot from this. But I think it really is a collaborative effort. I think the students and the parents really have to work together on this. I think it's the more work students do in high school, the better they perform in their classes, the more rigorous the courses, the better idea that students have developed for career opportunities and post-secondary opportunities, the more reasonable their educational opportunities can be. And we have students, every year they get some full tuition scholarships, or they're able to secure generous financial aid opportunities. But oftentimes there are students who've been working really hard during the high school years to put themselves in a position to be eligible and be considered for the more generous types of scholarships. But even for students who may not have the highest grades in their class or the loftiest grades or test scores, the University of Alaska system and many other opportunities are very reasonable. Cost of attendance for Alaska I think it's about a little over $7,000 a year for tuition to go in-state. And I think the cost of attendance for in-state colleges, if you figure all the room and board, et cetera, it's about $18,000 somewhere in that ballpark. And then if you have some different scholarships, for instance, any kids that have a C-plus average or higher and just average kind of test scores, have taken more rigorous courses of study in high school, can get up to about a third of their tuition waived on the Alaska Performance Scholarship. So there really are opportunities for everybody out there. There's I just got an email from two different departments. One of them is mining. They're looking for people who are interested in going into mining, and they're willing to pay all the tuition for the kids who sign up for this course that's online starting in January. And at the end of the course, they'll fly them up to Juneau to explore the mine. There's scholarship opportunities to put them through a one-year mining program. And they're paying $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 for these kids that are going through one-year mining programs up in Juneau. And Fisheries just sent me an email saying that they've got a free scholarship for kids that want to go into the fisheries industry. So there's always opportunities, particularly in Alaska, for kids that are aggressively seeking these opportunities. But I think the presentation is going to help people be thinking more aggressively about this, the various opportunities that are out there. And I think that's a healthy thing for kids.
And I think of when I went to college many years ago, I didn't really know what I was doing. And just, sure, we'll fill out this form. Sure, we'll apply for whatever. And it can be intimidating when you don't know what's out there, what to do, or how to apply for a lot of these things.
You know, I think I remember back when I was in college as well. Not only was it intimidating, I think there's a lot of things that we didn't know. I knew that when I started from my high school, I had a $2,000 scholarship, and it paid all of my tuition for an associate's degree.
Times are gone.
they're not in the hundreds. They're in the thousands and tens of thousands anymore for tuition. And I don't know that people really understand the gravity of taking out loans if that amount might add up to $100,000 or more over a 4-year degree period. And people are just buried in student debt anymore. And some of the new tax legislation, they're talking about the prospect that student loan debt might not be forgivable. Right now, there's some tax opportunities for students who are sending their children to school that is available. And who knows whether or not the new tax law is going to still allow people to be able to write off some of the debts that they're incurring when trying to put their kids through college. So there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of expense, and it can be very expensive to try and find yourself in college, or you find yourself in debt.
Okay, and this presentation is tomorrow night, and it's just a 1-hour presentation. Will there be opportunities for people to ask questions, to get individual help, or is it more a general presentation?
I think he's going to be inviting people to be able to ask questions along the way. But it is I've looked at the presentation, and it's going to take a full hour. And I don't know how strict he is on the hour. Obviously, the planes have all left from the night by 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So I'm sure that for people that want to stick around and ask questions afterwards, that he'll make himself available to that. He is somebody who is a financial planner, so I'm thinking he is going to invite people to try and secure his services, or invite people to secure other types of services that might help them plan not just on a one-time event, but long-term, try and get somebody involved that might be able to provide some guidance for them for the financial aspects of putting themselves through schooling.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
I'm just hoping that people take this opportunity to look at financial planning and look at the calendars that are out there. There's, for instance, California Maritime, all the early action kind of deadlines for various colleges in the nation is November 30th. And I think seniors are just getting settled into their senior schedule. And I think sometimes they lose sight of the fact, just from being busy with their lives, that a lot of these calendars and these windows for scholarships open and close very quickly. And so if they can just be aware of the various deadlines that are out there, I think it might they can really save themselves a lot of money and headache and heartache in the long run.
It's Wednesday night, and this
K-High Library.
You know, this presentation, but you are there for
oh,
the
sure.
students if they need of advice and guidance as well.
Yeah, Miss O'Brien's a very thoughtful counselor. She's up at K-High as well, and she and myself are both available to help students out if they have any questions. And we really have an open-door policy for parents and students alike. If they have questions, we take emails. I get emails all the time from students who have questions or need transcripts or advice or assistance. And whether people want to drop by or shoot an email or give us a call, we're always happy to help people with this.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Robert McCleary, again, tomorrow night there is a free college seminar. That's from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Ketchikan High School Library. You can learn how to make a plan to make college more affordable.